Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. It's a show about everyone, including the disabled. So everybody, please.
Hold on a moment. Okay, let's not say like you had a mortuary and you want to get ready to, you know, give the body, you know, and bomb. We ain't trying to bomb people with opposition, are we?
But it is for everyone. I mean, the thing is,
it sounds like it's one of them special ed classes that everybody avoided, even the people that are disabled. They like, no, I don't want to go in that class. When the teacher make your class worse than you are, is that an opposition or is that a free and liberating experience? Hey,
sorry, I'm at a loss here to watch.
This comedian Organic OK, and that's Talk Dude. And once in a while, I have to break him up from his over-hyped reaction to consume too much of the actual disability drug that he's allowing his life to be, you know, castrated by using disability as something that it's prisoning him. That's why he's having so much problem. He's becoming over, you know, like they say, like he's outgrowing the disability. And he's trying to try on his old disabilities as it's something that he wanted to remember. And he's still trying to go back. No, I don't think I can outgrow disability elements. He's outgrowing these things. And he's so conditioned because once he gets out of that, it's like now he's the person that keeps the memory alive. This is his community. This is his people. He's soon. But it's some people that he'll find in the world that's not disabled that make him feel so complete. So at a big level, he don't really want to be disabled. But at the level that he thinks he is, he thinks disability is the one that's really taking him somewhere. But really, as he find out, this disability thing is too many politics and too many undermining bias setups for people to stay in the condition of being mentally ill, not giving a solution. This is not my show. I apologize, Talk Dude, and don't want to be quiet.
You're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Please. Have a conversation with us. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, people, good people, there's a lot of handicapped people, and you can help them out in ways you don't even realize.
How's that?
Well, here's the thing. We need to realize that we're all basically disadvantaged to some extent, some a lot more than others. Yes, there are benefits, there are things, whatever. I'm talking about more than just discounts. Better parking interest, which I'm talking about. Okay. For example, all handicapped people take some time in the day to really transcendentally meditate, channel themselves, and maybe condition their handicap away. Some don't want to because, get this, they're afraid that they're not going to get a softer whatever. You know, that they're going to basically get the same crap that able-bodied. Nobody wants to be pitied, but in a way, we all kind of want preferential treatment, don't we? Some of us basically may try to act like we don't. It sounds so... We might say that we just want the fair shake, but... No, it's like women. They don't want equal treatment. They don't want a partnership. They want the bigger piece of the pie. They all basically expect every guy around them to be a gentleman. It's alarming that life isn't like that.
But at a point, it's one of the things that I noticed at a very early on point in life. dealing with different types of women. One of the things women quite a bit don't want that I see, they don't want you talking for them. They want to talk for themselves. So when men talk, either they're talking a lot of times on behalf of women, may be accurate. They just feel like it's artificial because the woman experience, they feel it should be truly embodied by the woman. Even when you have all these people from different eras, we'll talk about what the woman is, the analytics and, you know, the surveys, it still be like, look at this, trying to sit here and talk, doctors talk about the spirit of women. Women need to speak for themselves. Women, this is something that you can't tell it. It's something that you have to experience, and, you know, it's like classic fruit. It looks good, but when it comes time to eating it, you know, transferring it over to the actual inventory of us being healthy, it doesn't. You can't transfer classic fruit to the being healthy, right? All you can do is look at it, right?
Yeah.
I seen at a young age and I recognized. I said, this is something that I won't be able to accomplish because I feel like this is something that I shouldn't do. I shouldn't take this approach by talking for women. I should always have women speak for themselves. You know, and it should be in a setting where it's organic.
Organic. That's your handle, isn't it? Which you're known as. I was trying to be organic now.
Yeah. What is going, you know, in your mind? Is some of the things that you've been wanting to discuss with the people, you know, because what happens is at a certain point in time, it's going to be the things that people listen to that they're going to be thinking about at some point in time. It's like, I want to eat this kind of dish today. I'm craving for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then next time I'm craving for something totally different. So what I'm saying to you in so many words, the words you said, you were craving for those things at the moment that they're hearing it, or you reflecting things that they want to get some point in time. So when they see you, it's so good that you to be, you know, able to be open. So when people see you, they say you're approachable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when people talk to people sometimes, people are not necessarily approachable, and that turns people off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. Like, if someone's talking to you and they just talk to you in a way that you feel like they're like ignoring you, do you really talk to them a long time, or you just keep moving on?
I don't know. I try to talk to people, but the thing is, I'm too much of an introvert, you know, not a people person. I try to talk to as little as possible. That's the thing.
You've been scarred, bro. You've been scarred, man. And the things that you're translating is pain. And the way you're translating the pain is being quiet because you're trying to recover from the pain. But if you was naturally, I see how you talk to people when you enjoy people. You act like nothing's going on with you. So that is something that you know, if you run more and more and more and more and more people where they make you feel comfortable, you're going to talk more and more and more. You're going to be comfortable, right? If you went outside and say, how you doing today? Hey, let me get a ride over here. Hey, would you like this? Oh, would you like this? All right, let's hang out a little bit. Let's do this. Now, you will see, but then you see a group of people. It happens to everybody. They try to go places, get in for free because of what? Because someone that is there that they kind of, you know, want to be, you know, like, did we talk about this last year, right? What did they talk about last year? This will happen every show we do. What are we going to hear? As long as I remember to do it, what are we going to hear? And you know what I'm about to say. It's one of the things I say every show. regarding to this show. What is that? Everybody wondering, what is he talking about? I say this. I say, you don't think you can, you don't think you'd be able to get an attractive woman. I say this so much that if I don't say it, he'd be shocked.
Yeah, I think it's still. I gotta do that. I think I want to do that just to prove that I can, just to prove it's possible for anybody else to. You know, I need to get a little bit more attractive myself. You know, makeover. You know, this and whatever.
I'm gonna say this to you. I'm gonna keep saying this to you. I'm gonna keep it in your ear in a way that you're going to recognize this is not something that's out of your reach. You're gonna recognize this is something that your ability is part of the actual infrastructure of turning it. Like, you know, I'm going to tell you something. And this is the first time you're going to hear this way I'm telling you. Do you know when they mix cake and they say, I'll put it in a mixing bowl? Process of the mixing bowl that mixes the cake, what does it look like? What does it look like? Do it look like everything else? It's a special element, right?
Yeah.
That everybody, he's beatboxing on the program now. He's beatboxing. He's put his T-Rex beatbox. He's got his old T-Rex beatbox going on back there.
T-Rex.
And he's laughing. He's laughing because he's actually able to enjoy it for a change. Normally, he get a wedgie. When I say that, he start cringing. Because he know, in his experience, he know people don't like to hear people talk or text. You know, people don't like to hear people. But if he was, you know, we're gonna put on the program, and there's going to be all these different variables put together. But I'm not going to give it away at this point in time because it's not put together yet, right? But it's going to be some available. Mm-hmm. It'll be collections of his, different collections of his, of things, how you see people. You know, in a sense, how you see certain things, right? And then we put together, we're going to put them together, and you're going to see different things, right? And, you know, it's a creative thing. That, you know, I want a lot of, you know, people to understand, you could go anywhere around the world and see someone that got T-Rex, Asperger's, scoliosis, you know, have, you know, different elements and born in different parts of the world, and guess what you won't come across?
Tell me.
Well, you won't come across this guy I know. His name is Talk Dude. And you'd be like, this guy is a gift to the community. He's not a liability. And it's so important that this guy get brought to the front of that to understand that he's not the trash. He is wrapped up in grateful things that keep the greatness of him being cherish and being, you know, kind of hit like a, you know, surprise. He's surprised, and once he understands this, he's not a burden to people. He's a burden to people that don't understand he's better than the resources that he's been connected with. You know, you think about how you find gold and they dig for oil. If that resource was just on top, guess what? It'd be easy to get, but it's not easy to get. It takes a lot of effort to get the greatest things, even though it looks like something that you don't want. And these things I bring to the table and give y'all a little insight on his ability to truly be connected on a bigger level with the elements of the vibration level that we call the organic platform. As you truly connect with Top Dude, you're going to truly connect with elements of yourself. You want to turn elements of yourself on, and you're going to be, wow, like, looking at him, once people see what he's really, truly connecting to at another level, you're going to say, oh, my goodness, I have to relook at you. People try to look at, oh, man, I got to make another person that got T-Rex like this guy. Like, we got, you don't know anybody got T-Rex? You know anybody Asperger's? You know anybody, like, people try to, they're going to try to mold some kind of soil. But you're like one of them rare items that people get. They go around the world and get the most richest minerals You know, you're so sincere about how you see things. And you're so vulnerable because you see things beyond what people see and you notice things. And that's one of the things that people wish they can be that sincere, be so naturally helpful, and be so affirmative. You know, that's one of the things that you don't really embrace as much as people will embrace about you, as you will one day see the things you care about is something that is quality, not quantity. And once people recognize these things about you, that they've been, you know, their shortcoming, that they truly going to find something in life that is very valuable and been invested into their forthcoming and how they're evolving in life. And it's something when you have somebody that you think know less than you, but then connect the things that you know to yourself and put you in a place where you are really moving in your true meaning in life, right? You got somebody, you can talk to somebody and say, well, I got all the opposition. I was born with dyslexia. I was born with, you know, I got foster parents. These people really don't care about them. I really never really had a real family. You know, they go to school, go to college, get out of there because they can feel all the tension. But behind them, the true elements of what they connect to, what they truly care for, what truly they gravitate to beyond the superficial things they try to act like they're about, it's a lot of things that you represent that they can connect to, you know. And when someone truly connects to them, and it's not about undermining them and dismissing people. That's what people get annoyed by any more than anything. When someone tries to dismiss you and undermine you, you know, and try to feed into the actual infrastructure of the propaganda, and it's a lot of bias set up in disability. And truly, when someone truly has their voice, and see what happens is quite a bit is disability people, it's a disability clause in there. And that claw is something that people weld onto like metal. And they lock in and become like tunnel vision. Disability in moments is tunnel vision. And it carries, you know, or overload like a truck. It covers an overload of taking space up. You meet people all the time and you say, the disability that guy is not the disability that people commit. Making others oppressed, making others feel crippled. You know, that's a lot of times a disability that people don't really want to see. Because you got some people that, you know, if you talk to them on the phone, you didn't know the disability. If they were doing business or doing something that you didn't know the disability. You know, there's a lot of ways you don't know people with disability, right?
Oh, yeah.
So if that's the case, then you got some people that you don't know disability. From a physical standpoint, you don't know disability because they're not interacting with you in a way that they have to even show their disability. All right? So at the same time, are we truly caring and connecting to the understanding that we truly have and creating? I know I've been talking so much tonight. Normally, talk dude is the one talking to the whole show, but this is
let me get some Q&A about what you're talking about. I think every single disabled person should go out there and prove that they're worthy of love, that they're worthy of something like that. And thankfully, they're starting to, you know, get special websites and program hookups for people like that who haven't been disabled in that way. You know, that's a good thing. I wonder if it's going quickly enough. I don't know. It is a good question. Tell me.
Is there any more you want to add? You want to add to the people that are truly trying to enjoy life? What do you want to tell people that truly want to enjoy life but don't know where to start? They are all these resources of information that will consider being happy, but they don't know how to line it up to really move. They kind of get neutral, but they got all the answers, but they don't know how to put the puzzle together. What do you want to tell those people?
Well, I want to tell them there is hope for them. I want to tell them not to give up. And I want to tell them, I think, basically, in a way, every disabled person should reach out to one another.
Well, how do you reach out to them? Because you don't want to speak in. How do you announce that connection? How do you do something that truly resonates with you?
Well, getting behind this program would be a nice step. Someone would call in. It's 920 here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Please reach out. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
What are that day going to be like when you overloaded with so many people asking questions where you're not going to be able to open the line completely because the line is going to be so full of people to the point where you're going to say, oh, we can't take too many callers because our line is full. What are you going to do with those days? Because there are going to be days that people are going to, they're going to challenge what you're saying. You know, it could be a point where you're going to be asked questions and people are going to be trying to push you into saying and responding to them how they feel. And they were talking, no, it's not true. No, you just. And then we said all kinds of things to you, you know, trying to push you to see where your mind really is, if you're really focused on what you really truly believe. Or you're just saying these things very, you know, non-responsible, non-designated, responsible, positive person, because there's a lot of people they say is non-responsible with being positive. But if your job is just to be responsible for being positive, not being naturally, you know, connected to the experience, then at the same time, you know, people not allowing you to be naturally comfortable. Because if at the same time, you know, you're being positive, you want to be comfortable in that experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if people just want you to be this kind of, like, you know, artificial and just a robot and just be there for that. Because that's what people want. Like, truly, that's what people that they're really not concerned about how you're feeling. It's like, oh, how can you help me? You know, regardless of what you're going through. And that's what happens. People end up cracking because it's like, how can I get to a point where I'm not taking care of myself, I'm helping people, I'm not taking a shower, I'm emotionally drained because everybody asks me, I'm just so excited because I'm seeing things in their life that I crave to resolve, but it's giving me a toll on my emotional and physical being with relationships. You see, a lot of things start happening. When you start helping people to the point where you're not helping yourself because you're going about it in a way that's not truly connected in your life elements of, you know, expressing this, it's a level of appreciation you have to recognize. Truly to see how you're helping somebody and understand how you effectively change their life. Now, people can say how you correctly, because it's been a lot of people that can talk well, right? They can say words, but they're not really impacting you. You know, there's some people that truly unpack and organize the conversation that you have with yourself before you actually go about having overwhelming of information, because some people have so much information they get overwhelmed because they see so many ways to go about it. But when you have that ability to allow this happiness and peace of mind, all these elements to truly come together and build in a way that is actually not compromising and allowing the integrity and allowing the order to fall in place and allowing the connection and the communication in that actual, you know, interacting, because that's what it's doing. All these things are interacting, right? When you start allowing, you see people that's truly happy. They can meet with people that you would think, well, this person, this people are probably going to bump heads. But then they are in a place where it's so much connecting, so much caring, so much respect, and so much understanding, not undermining, and not giving each other emotional concussion, but not coming there with cross-contamination and the mindset of not recognizing the truth. See, people sometimes forget people recognizing the true essence and the true connection in that person's life that they reflect in their own life in some capacity. They start recognizing. That's one of the things people do, too. They recognize so many things that's great within that ability of greatness that allow the people that's involved to truly be that person and make them see things about themselves and appreciate the things about them more than they did and still recognize the actual components that they need assistance with. When you recognize those things, you come to an understanding about people. It's like an unsaid rule about the connection to, you know, body language and feeling the understanding of that leads you up. It's almost this kind of connection and relationship. It just falls together. And the magic is in the caring and the connection of the delivery of the experience. This is comedian organic, okay? And this one want to do. This is a new year. Happy New Year to everyone in imagination and your fantasy that you want to overcome in your dreams. You're not able to necessarily put those components together in a way. This is what I want you to do. I want you to see this moment and see this moment in time. That's what I want to do. I'm going to leave at this point in time, and Talk Dude is going to finish up. But I want to say from this part of my experience with connecting with my conversation, I connect extension to the experience and listening element to understand where you're actually allowing me to see some components of you. And this is my final word because I'm going to, you know, move on for this time being. And comedian Talk Dude is going to talk to you for a little bit more time, for a few more minutes. And this is going to be it for tonight. But this is the last thing I'm going to say, this part. Don't forget, Talk Dude, you are connecting to some beautiful woman that hear your words and feel the vibration level of how you is as a man, and she appreciates the way that you actually truly are. She sees this part of you, and you are part of the ingredient. She's just a potholder, and you are cooling off of something that's a very invested meal. And she's preparing the woman vibration level that she's falling in place to be in your life. And those orders, as you be the man, regardless what type of man that the brand that you represent as an individual, it comes together as harmony as a collective group of a part of a life element that love can and be a part of the meaning that your desires are looking for. This is comedian Organic OK. I know that was a touch of something else special. And Talk Dude, finish it up, and you have a good night, and I appreciate your time. You take care, okay?
Yes. All right, now listen, everybody out there, get involved with our cause. I don't know if you realize this or not, but we're trying to help unite more of the handicapped. No, you see, this is a place where if enough people make a big deal about this and get connected, things change. They change in a big way, you know? I mean, let's be honest here for a second. Now, when enough people complain about something, really get to work on what they're doing about it, it changes, you know? If enough people hate something, it can go away. Like, okay, for example, school cafeteria food used to be the worst, you know, constituted as food, and so was airline food. But a lot of that's changed right now because people made a big deal about it. Nowadays, guidance counselors do help you out with your career in life. Why? Because enough of a big deal was made. Please, get involved. Call in here with us. Call us. Get in the middle of this. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Disabled people, able-bodied people who may be wanting, well, with this, we're on the web. Check us out. Look up, I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Get a comment behind. Call. Do something. Reach out and try to connect with a handicapped person. You'll be amazed at really what can happen, what would happen if you just basically make a little bit of something resembling, well, if you just make something resembling an effort. Make an effort. I implore you. It's easier than you think. This is Talk Dude. That was Organic OK. and you've been listening to the program, I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Thank you and good night.